73 degrees at 8:57. Time for a quick look at the markets here on this Thursday. We're joined by Ellen Dearden with AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Brian.
Well, the soybeans hit their lows yesterday. What are we seeing in the beans so far here today?
Yeah, we rallied off those early day lows yesterday and had a pretty decent-looking close in the upper quarter of the range. Today we're seeing some bear spreading come back in this market. We certainly haven't taken out yesterday's lows. But we are down anywhere from 13 cents in the nearby months to November, down about 9.5 cents at 10.63.5. This market saw that there was a China bean buy of new crop beans and kind of shrugged that off. The corn market is higher, and basically that's come from the fact that Brazil's official, they're similar to USDA, came out this morning and lowered their corn crop, and it was a considerable decline from a month ago. They pegged the corn crop at 69.1 million metric tons. Keep in mind that USDA is at 77.5, and the rationale is that their second crop corn, that's Safrina corn, was down substantially, down about 7 million metric tons from earlier projections. Not a big surprise, probably, in the direction, the magnitude of that downgrading, I think, is considerable. I think today that USDA will be looking for USDA's report on Tuesday to come out with some lower projections in this South American corn crop, perhaps enough to offset ideas that the U.S. corn crop is in great shape. Keep in mind that the amount of wind that's coming across with the storms in the Midwest today could take more, or topple more of the silking corn. That's not going to come back. Wheat harvest in Russia looks good. It looks like Russia could take off its wheat export tariff. I'm looking at the livestock market just a little bit on the weak side. Not a whole lot to talk about there. Above normal temperatures in most of the Midwest and plains over the next 2 weeks could put some stress on these animals. On the broader picture, I think it is important to note that we put a low in the crude oil about the same time we put a low in the beans yesterday, and we've rallied ever since in the crude. Crude's up about 75 cents this morning, with the nearby crude at 48.18. That's up $1.50 from the low we put in yesterday, a little bit more than that. The metals markets are down a little bit today. The dollar's trading just a little bit on the weak side, Brian, and that really came about after the Federal Open Market Committee meetings from the June meeting were released yesterday, suggesting that the reason to keep rates unchanged in the